Resume second half action, or begin second half action, with the Huskies holding a 50-32 lead at the half. Coach George Cromer kept the Eagles back in the locker room for the majority of the break, and the Kolignik team was out early, and so they inbound the ball, give it to Olsen. They're on the far end of the court away from us, out here to Kapitak, back to Opakadak, to Olsen, who launches a long three, in and out, no good, and the rebound taken there by number one, Sean Nelson. His putback is no good. Gets his own rebound, goes to the floor, and he's going to be called for traveling. Nelson had 14 in the first half for Kolignik, and he was out battling four Eagles there as there was some good action under the boards, but ends up with a turnover. Full court pressure now by Kolignik. Condi inbounds the pass to C.J. Roby, back to Condi, back to Roby. Roby brings it across the timeline with the left hand, reverse dribble. On the floor for Sandpoint, Brandon Smith, C.J. Roby, Chris Condi, Nicky Mack, and Mallory Gunderson. Brandon now a turnaround dribble at the foul line, and Brandon knocks down a two-point jumper, and it's 50-34. Brandon now 27 to lead all scorers. Kolignik takes the ball across the timeline, gets it over to Nelson, who passed it down low. A body went to the floor. The ball is rolling loose on the floor, picked up by C.J. Roby. He comes down a two-on-three break. Pulls it back out, now drives to the lane, goes right side around a screen by Mallory Gunderson and throws the ball away. It's given off to number one, Sean Nelson. He drives down and did a strange attempt of a jump pass. It went to the ground. Now there's the shot by Olsen, partially blocked by Brandon Smith, and now we have a tie-up between Nicky Mack and a Kolignik player, and the possession arrow points to the Eagles. So some fast-paced action. Some physical action, no fouls called, 6:44 to play, third quarter. Sandpoint trailing 50-34. Chris Connie gets the ball now, throws it to C.J. Roby. C.J. was not expecting the pass. It went off his hand, out of bounds, right to Troy Bowsley on the Eagles bench. And the ball will go back to Kolignik at half court. 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Number 41, Opakadak, will inbound to number 55, Olsen. He's in the front court, dribbling right wing, underhand pass across to Kapitak. Kapitak to Olsen. Thinks about a three. Gets it down in the corner to Tungling. Back to Olsen. Throws up an air ball. And it's saved inbounds over there by Opakadak. Back to Kapitak to Olsen. Right wing. Inside to Sean Nelson. Number one puts it up. Blocked by Brandon Smith. And he grabs the ball out of the air. Nice play there by Brandon as he brings the ball across the timeline. Pointing to Chris Condi. The defense goes away from Brandon. He launches a three. It hits the ground, and it's picked up by Olsen. He lobs the pass down to Pocketek, who dribbles around. Nice fake there by Olsen. Goes up over Smith, but misses a shot. C.J. Roby with the rebound. Dribbling in traffic. Gets loose. Drives in. Up, and lays it in. Nice play there by C.J. That one took a long time to develop. He had Chris Condi on his left, but couldn't get the ball to Chris. And C.J. puts it in. C.J. with five in the game. It's 50-36 as Sandpoint starts the second half with a 4-0 run. The ball goes from Olsen down low to Tungling. He puts up a shot that's rejected by Brandon Smith. And it should be Kolignik ball underneath the far basket, and it is. They set up a four-corner play off the break. Tungling slaps the ball, throws it into a wide-open Opakadak, and he drops in his fourth point of the game, 52-36. Missed assignment there by the Eagles defensively. Now C.J. Roby pushes the ball across the timeline, and he's fouled there by number 22, Edward Kapitak. That's his third foul. First and a half on Kolignik. They put Sandpoint in the bonus with 5 minutes to play in the first half, and Sandpoint picked up a few free throws as a result of that bonus opportunity. And foul trouble for Kolignik. We have Sean Nelson with four, who picked up his fourth early in the second quarter, but has stayed in the game. And now we have Kapitak with three. Brandon Smith, a nice move, goes in, and his shot is off the front of the rim, brought down by a pocket dot. He lobs the pass way too high for Olsen, out of bounds, and it'll go back to Sandpoint. So the Eagles trailing by 16, but the trademark of this team is they don't quit. Here's a long pass down from C.J. Roby to Brandon Smith. Nice pass over to Mallory Gunderson. She went started to go up with a shot, and Sean Nelson was right on her. Here's a pass from C.J. Roby to Brandon Smith, and he puts it up in off the glass over the Kolignik defender. 29 in the game for Brandon, 52-38. Kolignik brings it up quickly. Tunglin out here to Kapitak. Kapitak right side to Olsen. He drives against Nicky Mack. Good defense there by Nicky. Goes top to Kapitak. Left side over to Opakadak. He gets it to Tunglin in the corner. Back to Kapitak. He's pressured there by Mallory Gunderson. Gets it over to Olsen. He launches a three off the back of the rim. No good. He tries to save it in and does, but it's saved to Brandon Smith. Brandon gets it to Nikki Mack. Nikki throws the ball away, and CJ dives and saves it in, but it's taken by Sean Nelson, who drives in, goes up and over. Brandon Smith, bodies all over the floor. Nothing called. Kolignik gets the rebound, and Tunglin puts it up and in. And we got a couple of players on the floor. CJ Roby slow to get up. Sean Nelson over there checking on him. Nice sportsmanship there by Nelson. And Coach George Cromer wants a timeout. CJ Roby limping a little bit as he comes off the court. And with 4:15 to play here in the third quarter, the Kolignik Huskies 54, the Sandpoint Eagles 38. This has been a fast-paced game throughout. And Coach Cromer calls a full timeout. He's not believing that nothing was called on that, and there were a lot of bodies flying around down there. Looked like the Super Bowl onside kick by the Saints. His bodies everywhere. No call, and Kolignik ends up with an easy basket as Tunglin got the loose ball and just stood underneath and banked it in, standing flat-footed. All the Sandpoint Eagles were on the ground along with some of Tunglin's Husky teammates. Reminder, this is the first game of a triple header here on KSDP Radio. And following this one, we'll bring you live action as the King Cove Rookies take on the Kakanaka Warlords. And following that game, the King Cove Tundrajacks will take on the Bristol Bay Angels to complete the day's action in the boys' bracket here at the 2010 Elks Tourney. We'd like to thank the folks at KSDP Radio, Kells Hetherington, and staff for bringing these games to you live. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. And the timeout's over now, and both teams retake the floor. And the ball will be inbounded at the far end by Chris Condy. Full court pressure continually being applied by the Huskies. He inbounds it to CJ Roby, who pivots and dribbles now off the left side. Reverse dribble, double team there, gets the ball across the timeline to Brandon Smith. Nice dish to Chris Condy, who goes up and lays it in. Nice look there by Brandon Smith, and Chris finishes it off. He's got three. That's 54-40, Kolignik. Olsen across the timeline to a pocket deck. Back to Sean Nelson, who drives in, goes up and under, and tries to dish off a pass, and does get the pass off to Tunglin, who's going to be fouled there by Brandon Smith. I think that'll be Brandon's first foul. Sandpoint has only committed three fouls in the entire game. This one by Brandon. Timmy Lundgren picked up two quickly in the first quarter. Travis Tunglin at the line for the first time today for Kolignik, and his first shot is up and good. 27 in the game for Tunglin. Brandon Smith leads all scorers with 29. 55-40, 15-point lead for the Huskies with 3:51 to play in the third quarter. Second one is up, no good, comes out. Rebounded there by Sean Nelson, who went up over Brandon Smith. You don't see that often. A nice athletic move there by Nelson, and he puts it in. And now C.J. Roby having trouble getting the ball up, gets it to Brandon Smith, back to C.J. They're running out of time, but he brings it across the line. Reverse dribble, lob pass across to Brandon Smith. He takes a three, drives in for a two, and his jumper is in and out. No good. Pulled down there by a pocket deck. He throws a long pass to Olsen, who goes up and lays it in. Nice play there by Olsen, who put it up over Brandon Smith. He was going out of bounds and just put the ball up from the right side with his right hand. Didn't look like any glass or anything, just laid it in. Now here's a lob pass by Chris Condy, intercepted by Kolignik. A block there on the shot attempt by Chris Condy. Rebound by Sean Nelson, and he fights again. Three or four Eagles, and comes away with the ball and draws a foul. He's walking to the line, but I'm not sure that's going to be a shooting foul. And that foul was on C.J. Roby. They have C.J. down for two, so we'll add one to the total. And the ball, it will not be a shooting foul. The ball will be inbound underneath the basket by Kolignik. Here's a lob pass out to Kapitak. Gets it to Sean Nelson. Loses it, but picks it up there. Guarded by Nikki Mack. Kicks it out to Olsen for a three. No good. Rebound underneath. Picked up there by Tunglin, and he dribbles and once and puts it up and in. 29 in the game for Tunglin, and now it's a 18-point lead for Kolignik. And now we're going to have a blocking foul on number 10, Tunglin. It looked like he had very good position right in front of the Sandpoint bench against Brandon Smith coming down the court. Brandon just kind of put his shoulder down and said, I'm going to go for it, and he gets the call. Tunglin's second, and that's the second team foul of the half for Kolignik. 2:46 to play, third quarter. Kolignik 59, Sandpoint Eagles 41. Brandon Smith to inbound in front of the scorer's bench. There's a delay. And not sure what, okay, the scorer was behind 61-41, not 59. That was the problem. The scorer wasn't caught up to the book, and now they get that fixed. And here's a pass deflected and picked up by Tunglung. Underhand pass to Olsen, and he takes it all the way and lays it in with the left hand. Matthew Olsen now with 12 in the game, and it's 63-41, Eagles trailing. Nikki Mack, Mallory Gunderson driving up, and she's has the ball knocked away from behind. Here's a lob pass from Nelson down to Olsen, and he scores again. 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game, and it's 65-41. Sandpoint starting to fall out of contention in this one, perhaps. Brandon Smith dribbles with the left hand, comes up for a jumper. Nice shot there by Brandon right below us. 6 in the quarter, 31 in the game. Here's a lob pass down for number 22, Edward Kapitak, but he can't save it inbounds as Kolignik just keeping the pressure on here. The Eagles have to be getting weary. Full court pressure applied all game by the Huskies, and then when they get the ball, they're looking to go on the fast break. Brandon Smith comes down, splits the defense, and he is going to be fouled from behind. Should be on number one, Sean Nelson. And they're going to give it instead to Travis Tunglung. That'll be his third. If that had been on Nelson, he would be taking a seat. So Brandon Smith's going to go to the line for two. They could have called that on either player, I think, and Nelson is talking with the official, and he's glad that he gets a second chance there. Two shots for Brandon Smith, 1:55 to play third quarter. First one is up and off the rim, no good. Substitution coming in now as Matthew Olsen goes out. And number 33, Robert Larson, checks in to see his first action of the game for the Kolignik Huskies. Brandon dribbles, sights the second charity toss, and he drops this one in. 32 points in the game for Brandon Smith, and Eagles trail 65-44. Now we have a turnover as Kapitak throws a long pass for Sean Nelson too high, and the Eagles will get the ball back with 1:49 to play at the far end. Brandon Smith inbounds to C.J. Roby. Back to Brandon. Brandon with the left hand across the timeline. Nice dish to Troy Bowsley, and it's deflected there out of bounds. Looked like Tunglung with the quick hands there, and that prevented a sure layup for Bowsley for the Eagles. C.J. Roby inbounds to Brandon Smith. He fakes, drives left, goes up with the right hand. Nice play by Brandon. Brandon Smith now with 34 in the game, and it's 65-46. Eagles trailing by 19. Nelson drives in, dishes it off to Larson. He looks for help, hands it off underneath to Tunglung. Nice up and under move there. Nice pass by Larson, who just entered the game. Tunglung now with 7 in the quarter, 31 for the game. C.J. Roby drives up, loses the ball, and can't save it. Split the defense, got it knocked away, and it just rolled out of bounds as he attempted to save it. Now here's a long pass, full court pass by Kolignik that is knocked away but goes to Kapitak, and his pass inside is deflected out of bounds off C.J. Roby. So with a minute 12 to play in the third quarter, Kolignik leading by 21. They have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Four corners inbound. Four corners play. Inbound by Tunglung to Kapitak to Nelson. He goes up for a jumper. No good. Rebound is loose. Grabbed there by Larson. Gets it back to Nelson. Two-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Apokadek. He gets it back to Kapitak. Right side to Tunglung. Fakes a three. Steps inside for a two. Knocks it down. Travis Tunglung with 9 in the quarter and 33 for the game, and it's 69-46. Eagles trailing. Brandon Smith takes the pass from C.J. Roby, launches a three, no good. Nice rebound by C.J., goes up, and he can't get the layup to fall, but he draws a foul. That one's going to be, I think, on number one. It is number one, Sean Nelson. That'll be his fifth. Sean was walking over to the bench there, and he fouls out with 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter for the Kolignik Huskies. Coming into the game to replace Nelson is going to be number 55, Matt Olsen. Nelson with a nice game, 16 points for the Huskies in three quarters of play. And C.J. Roby at the line for two for the Eagles. C.J.'s first one is up and good. C.J. with 6 points in the game. And he'll have one more. He dribbles, bends his knees, and the second one is up and good. 2 of 2 from the stripe for C.J. with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. 69-48. Sandpoint trailing Kolignik by 21. Olsen now goes between the legs, kicks it out to Kapitak to Apakadak, who nearly loses it, harassed there by Mallory Gunderson, gets it back to Kapitak to Olsen, gets it over to Larson, Brandon Smith on him, double teamed by Larson and CJ. Somehow Larson gets it outside. Oh, what a play. Larson somehow got the ball to Matt Olsen, who dished it inside to Tunglung, and he went up and put it in and draws the foul. And that foul was on, was it on Brandon Smith? Waiting for the scoreboard to reflect who the foul was against with 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. Tunglung puts it up and in. And still have not seen who that foul was against. Officials timeout now as the scoreboard is off there for a moment. The score should be 72-48, and there they've got it fixed. Never did see who the foul was against. I'm going to assume it was on Brandon Smith. Brandon inbounds to C.J. Roby. That would be Brandon's second foul. C.J. brings it up, goes up, swatted away by Tunglin. Off the hand of Mallory Gunderson, and C.J. tried to save it as he came back inbounds, but he launched from out of bounds, and so the ball goes back to Klignik. With 8 seconds left, here's a length of the court pass, and intercepted by Troy Bowsley. He gets it to Nicky Mack, to Brandon Smith. Brandon loses it. Two bodies go to the floor for Klignik at half court. Larson grabs the ball, and at the buzzer, his shot is partially blocked there by Troy Bowsley. And all the bodies get scraped off the floor. And that's the end of the third quarter with a score. Klignik Huskies 72, the Sandpoint Eagles 48.